Alright. Yama Nikon Hakol Khan. Testament Aleph.
Where?
Almud Aleph. Oh yeah, we don't play games here. We, here we are. Alright. We're going to, we touched upon this piece of Gemara. We're going to see it again. We're at Hector Chelavim Vavivarim, which is the two, there's two dots over here, which is about five lines before the line to get Y. See that L? Hector Chelavim Vavivarim. V'chul, etc., etc. Okay. Now, this is going back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when Rabbi Gamliel said that whenever the Chachamim say Chatzos, it really doesn't mean Chatzos, it means until Amud HaShachar. You really have the entire night. And it's not only by Shema, V'lo Zu B'Lvad Amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos, not only by that case, El Koma She'amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos, every time they say it's until midnight rather. Truth is, mitzvasa ad shalom hashach. You really have the entire night. And one of the examples, good evening, that they gave was the burning of the fats and the limbs that the Chachamim say, oh, you only have until midnight. The truth is, if you push them to a corner, they're going to tell you, all right, fine, you have the whole night. The question is, why does it give these examples but exclude perhaps the most logical one? Test it out. We left off with this. However, it doesn't mention the idea of achilas psachim, eating the carbon pesach, which means that apparently it should be there, because apparently up until this point we think that when it comes to achilas psachim, the Chachamim say you have until Chatzos, but the truth is you always have the whole night. You have until Mudah Shachar. So why don't we mention that case as well? Why don't we mention Achilas Pesachim as another example where the Chachamim were strict and they put a fence and they say, even though the truth is you have all night, we're going to make a siyug, we're going to make a fence and say it's only until Chatzos. So why don't you give that example? After all, Ramin Hill, ask you a question. Kriya Shema Arvis, the Hallel B'Leil Pesachim, the Achilas Pesach, Mitzvason Ad Shalom HaShachar. So it says, good evening, that when it comes to these things, the mitzvah is the entire night. You have until Amud HaShachar, and Tesamud Aleph. About three lines before the lines get wide. And what are these examples? One of them is Kriya Shema, which we talked about already. Hallel, which the question is, why don't we ask a question about Hallel? But the most important one at this point is Achilas Pesachim. The Achilas Pesach. The eating of the carbon Pesach, it says here you have until Amud HaShachar. You have the entire night until Amud HaShachar. So, if this is and this is what it says, black and white. So why don't we give this example as well in our Mishnah? So our Mishnah, first Mishnah still, talks about different examples where the Chachamim say, better do it before midnight. Even though you have the entire night, you haven't told Mudah Shachar. So why don't they give this example of Achilas Pesach, the eating of the carbon Pesach? And when we finally get to this whole, understand this whole piece, it's going to have halakhic ramifications for nowadays with regard to Safun, which we talked about a little bit last week, about Afikoman, that perhaps do you have the whole night or only till Chatzos? That's based on this Gemara we're going to see right now. But that's the kash. The question is, again, how could it be that the Mishnah doesn't mention Achilas Pesach? It should mention that. So it's already the Mefarshim asked, as I did last week, it's brought down the Beis Yosef, that over here, it also mentions Hallel B'Leil Pesachim, right? So why doesn't it why don't we ask a question about Hallel, that perhaps it says the same thing, you have the entire night. So why don't we ask a question why Hallel is not mentioned in our Mishnah? So it's brought down, we're going to come up with a second answer after we finish this whole thing. But this one answer I saw is that he only wants to perhaps bring things which are deraisa, Torah-based laws.
Well, Hallel is the Torah. Hallel is in the
Haggadah. Correct. But
about same Hallel, some people say Amara.
Hallel in general. Hallel, even though it's in the Haggadah, reciting Hallel is Midura Bana. It's a rabbinical mitzvah. It's not a deraisa. It's not a Torah law.
Well, isn't it? Yes. So how do we consider the Haggadah?
Well,
the Haggadah is you're talking the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Hallel is part of it. So the question, are you saying that it's not Doraisa? I mean, it is Doraisa, because the Doraisa Pomos is actually the CS Mintel, and it's part of the Haggadah, which we
well, anything could be. You can extend it to anything then. And then you talk whether it's a direct thing from the Doraisa, or is there an attachment to it that the way of showing it is by saying Hallel. Zechiasis Mitzrayim.
So basically, you can just say, okay, hey, we remember we left Mitzrayim tonight. And beyond said, like, the funny, we were talking around on Shabbos, I said to you, we're talking about Baruchas Hamas, and I said, technically, you can say Rubba Dub Dub. That's what, and technically, you can. Well, but what you have to say is,
the first
thank
one,
God.
You don't say it all eventually.
Right, no, you don't have to say is that, but technically, according to the way it's written, all you have to say, thank you, God, for giving me this meal or whatever it is, and you yotze. And so the thing is, what is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Doraisa, what is this? Is it just saying, okay, years ago, our Moshe took the Yidam out of Mitzrayim, and that's the end of the story. We did it. We remembered it. Which we say, what you say it every day. You say it Yetzias Mitzrayim, all in the Tfilis. So what does it involve? What is the Torah telling you that you have to say different than the talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, which you talk about two, three times a day in the Davening?
Some people explain that in the Haggadah, Magid is the mitzvah of the Higat Levincha, the mitzvah of saying over the story is fulfilled when you say all of Magid in the Haggadah. But Hallel, perhaps, is a separate thing. That's not necessarily acknowledging that we left Mitzrayim, per se, and we say Hallel for other things as well. It's showing our Hodah, it's showing thanks.
Yeah, but Hallel isn't about Magid.
Exactly, it's not.
It is.
It's afterwards.
It is
split. The question is why.
So I don't want to, you know, that refutes that. I'm sorry.
It's not necessary to mention Hallel, because if Achilles Pesach, which is Midoraisi,
good,
can extend it for the whole day,
right?
So Hallel, which is only the bunny, certainly can extend it, because.
But that wasn't my goal. How do we know that Hallel is not the part who said Hallel? If he says it's Magid, you do say part of Hallel. Maybe that's part of the whole Haggadah, and that's part of the mitzvah. What is the actual mitzvah? You got to tell the mincha by yom or by laila. We know for sure it's the raisa. What does it entail? How far do we go? And that's basically it. Is this
now, what can be yait? How could you? The question is different. What can you be yaitzu with the Haggadah?
Right, exactly.
Do I have to go through everything, or can I just say a three sentence?
Well, we say the whole Marbe Hariz and Meshuvah. The more you do, the better.
But is that what I'm like standing out and saying? Is that the Oraisa? What do you Yotze with?
What
do you Yotze with the benching? What is Beratta?
But to our Mishnah, there wouldn't be no difference. To us, there's no difference here. That's just a question you can argue on the Indian of the Higarata. The Higarata is not is Oraisa? The Oraisa?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
So I can lay the parsha. What do I lay the next day? The same day, the first day of Pesach.
The first day is a mashach.
Mashach
the seventh day.
Right.
The second, there's a mnemonic phrase, mashach tura, where the second day is shore of
heaven.
That's the third, that's the second day. The first day is
what you mean to say, if you read Pashas Bo,
right,
discussing the Mitzrayim there.
They all have, all 8 days have something to do with Mitzrayim. What is that?
Same
lane. Well,
something has the same lane for the first 2 days. I'm not sure which.
Sukkot. On Pesach, there's a mnemonic phrase, Mashach Tur Kadosh Vekasov Silman Marshlach Boch, which is the end of Megillah, which talks each day is a different reading. So it's connected in that way. But whatever. But each of those 8 days is.
Is it a question?
Why talk is Sukkot the same lane for the first 2 days?
I mean, it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. The question is why?
So
question really is
that,
Pesach. Why on Pesach we don't?
Right. I meant that. Really, that's what I really meant. And
I mean,
and Shavuos.
So you had Sukkot. You have Shavuos. Is yes. Shavuos.
Only Sukkot. You have the exact same lightning bolt. Why?
Don't. I know that. I'm not.
Okay.
Why?
I asked that question in Muncie.
I don't mean any amounts. You don't mention that word.
You can't eat the chicken.
Yeah.
Get the chickens.
And don't say yes to the 5 pounds. Just tell me in Bell Harbor.
Okay, they know I can mention the Gadolim, right?
Yes. I see how Gadol they were. Go ahead.
And they had no answer.
Well, I guess that's the trouble.
So on Sukkot, it's less of a problem because it's because we're regalus, we, you know, everything is the suffix, so you read it the same thing twice. The question is on Pesach, why are you different?
No, why the same?
Why the same makes sense. The same, why do we keep two days yomtiv? We do everything the same.
Different
Aftaras,
different Aftaras, though.
That's true. That's all. That is true. That's true. I don't know. Anyway.
I think you also have to say the question, you know, if you're going to say, if you have to say something in the exact words, I think most people hold that if somebody wants to make a bracha, and they can't read Hebrew, that they can make the bracha in English.
Right.
And it's considered valid. So therefore, it's not a question of exact words, it's a question of reciting the concept.
Right.
So if you do it in a different language, you can do it in different words.
That's true. That's true. All right. But that was the Hallel question. Okay? Which we're going to perhaps address that again toward the end. But the Gemara's question is specifically on Achilas Pesach. It's not talking about Haggadah, the Magid. It's talking about the eating of the Karban Pesach. The eating of the Karban Pesach in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, apparently, according to this at least, you had the entire night. You have until Ad Shi'al Amud HaShachar. So, and the Chachamim, in that case, would have made a decree, a gezerah, to say that you only have until Chatzos. So why isn't it mentioned in our Mishnah? That's the question. Okay, so the Gemara answers like this. We talked about this, we just saw in the very beginning of this last week. Rabbi Yosef Lukash. Ha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ha Rabbi Akiva. There's actually a machlokas, if it's true, if in fact you have until Amud HaShachar, or perhaps you really only have until Chatzos, only until midnight to eat the Karban Pesach, which again is going to connect back to the Chilas Matzah, which for ourselves, with regard to the Avikoman. So we're going to see who holds what, but according to the opinion that says Chatzos, it's not a gezerah, it's not a decree, that's the last second you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos, you've lost your opportunity. So therefore, we're going to end up seeing who that is, which will end up being Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but we'll see that in a second. He will hold that you have only until Chatzos. It's not that you have until Amud HaShachar, and then the Chachamim made a decree. It's no, you don't have that long to do it at all. And therefore, he will be the opinion of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah which does not mention Karban Pesach, why doesn't it mention Karban Pesach? Don't you have all night to eat it?
No,
it's going to hold like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you only have until
Chatzos,
exactly. So that's what we're gonna see that right now. The who holds what, which I kind of just said who it was, but then we'll understand the basis for their machlokas, why they hold Chatzos the entire night. Okay, the sign, because we learned in a Bryce it says like this. The Pasuk says v'achlos abasabal ayl hazeh, that you can eat this flesh, this meat, on this night. And it sounds like, maybe it sounds like the entire night. Now, Elazar ben Azariah says not so fast. Omer, he says, nemar kan b'layl hazeh v'nemar l'holon v'avarti v'eretz mitzrayim b'layl hazeh. It says the same words, b'layl hazeh, it's a gezer shava, that it says over there, that I will pass over the land of Mitzrayim on this night, specifically referring to the last Makas Bechoros. And of course, exactly, so ma'al l'holon ad chatzos, exactly, so afkan ad chatzos. So that's a gezer shava, you can't change a gezer shava. This was Al-Pi Kabbalah, there was Rebbe, and it was taught that this is how long you have. You have only until midnight to eat the Karban Pesach. Obviously, if you think about this, probably a connection between Makas Mecharos, what happened to them, and us eating the Karban Pesach. By us, we have that limit. You're supposed to have eaten it by that time.
Well,
we
also have the
Maka.
The blood came to the Karban Pesach that you put on the Marteves.
Right.
So that's
right.
That.
There you go. That's true. That's true.
The Karban Pesach was shechted from much earlier.
Yes, but they took the blood from the Karban Pesach and they put it
on the doorpost.
Yeah. Hashem should know who the firstborn of the Yehudim
are. But they did it in the afternoon, previous afternoon.
Yeah.
think you also have to see a parallel.
That is right.
To the concept of Maaseya Daitovim Bayam Ba'il Omim Halel.
Yes.
Just like we don't say finish the Halel for the rest of the Chag.
Right.
Go ahead and say that we don't want to be eating a korban at a time right after the Makat Kolor.
Interesting. It could be. Because they themselves are being punished at that time. We're sitting and fressing or whatever. Okay, or partaking of a carbon.
No, I'm saying that Master Yoda refers to the horses of the Egyptians.
Well, I don't know. It's possible that they're also Hashem's creation, I guess, right?
And they had no complicity. They were not evildoers, the horses.
That's true.
They were punished. Master Yoda talking about the horses with nothing.
Okay. So anyway, that's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Let's see. Now let's see if they paint. So we have a machlokas over here. So we have Amar Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Look, Kvar Nemar, but the pasuk says bechipazon, that it says the time of haste. Ad shas chipazon. So we say based on that pasuk that they're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach until this time of haste, which is referring to the entire night, because they were not allowed to leave Mitzrayim until Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, right, until the day. So therefore, that's the time in which they were allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, until that time, until Shas Chipazon, until that moment. So he asks him, Cain, if that's true, then if it's really so that you have until Shas Chipazon, Ma Talmud Lomar Belayla, why does it say at night? What's the significance of at night? Because they really had... Right, until they left. So Yochel Yehi Nechol Kikachim B'Yom, because perhaps you would think that the Korban Pesach, the din is that you could eat it just like certain other kachim, other sacrifices that are brought. You can eat them during the day. Talmud Lomar B'Layla B'Layla Nechol V'Lo B'Yom. They're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach only at night and not during the day. So even I, who hold that you have the entire night, I hold that. We at least learn out from the word Belayla to teach us that you have to eat the Korban Pesach during the night.
Even though you shechted it during the day, you can't eat it until night.
You can't eat it during the night, during the next day, presumably.
No, the next day.
If that's also true, because the shechita is done on the Erev
Pesach.
You have to wait.
So you have to wait, that's
Okay, that's possible as well. But either way, it has to be Belayla V'lo B'Yom.
He says V'lo B'Yom, he doesn't mean the night of the day of the 14th. He means the day of the 15th.
When are you shechting it?
Shechting on the 14th, eating it at night.
Well, when are you shechting it on the 14th? In the morning, in the afternoon?
Usually in the afternoon.
So
in the afternoon.
So that
means if you're eating it at night, you're eating it the 15th.
Yeah.
The night of the 15th.
The 9th of the 15th, but you can't eat it the day of the 15th. That's it. Lobium means you can't eat it the day of the 15th.
You also possibly can't eat it if you shift it in the afternoon.
We know that.
How do you know that?
Because it's not Pesach yet, maybe. I don't know, but certainly it's true.
Well, Pesach starts before it gets dark.
Does Pesach start? Pesach starts at Shki, I guess, whatever.
Right, so
basically
considered
Laila Shki
until
Laila. Maybe not. So you have to wait until it's Mamish Laila.
If you really try to differentiate
between
Chag HaMatzot and Pesach, then you have to say that the two different things, the
Chag
HaPesach
is
really
starting. Really, the Erev Pesach.
Yeah.
Erev
Pesach.
Chag HaPesach is the 14th.
Because when the Torah talks about Pesach, it's really talking about the Karban, which is the day before. Yeah. But either way, it's true. You can't eat the Karban during the day, whatever day that is. It has to be done at night. All right. So that's what he learns out. The key of this, what we're up to at this point, is that we have a machlokas from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, what the halacha is, how long does a person have to eat the Korban Pesach, do you have only until Chatzos, which is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and he learns this out through Gzer Shaba, B'layla Zeh, or perhaps we hold like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva says that you have...
The whole night,
exactly. So according to, again, our Mishnah doesn't mention... It doesn't mention which case. It doesn't mention the case of Korban Pesach. Why doesn't it mention it? Right, our Mishnah in Beis Manal doesn't mention Korban Pesach. Why doesn't it mention the case of Korban Pesach?
Because
we hold the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah that says that you don't have all all night, and the rabbis are strict to say you have until midnight. No, you have only until midnight. At all. It's not a decree. It's not a zera of the chachamim. You're not allowed to eat it afterwards. Okay. Fine. Now, of course, it is possible, as we'll see in a moment in the halacha, that even according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, who says you have the entire night, perhaps he will agree to the concept of
Tolchatzos.
Exactly, right, exactly. That really you have the entire night, but we try to finish it up before Chatzos. Even he perhaps will hold like that. All right, so either way, we're going to see in Halacha, perhaps if you hold like Rabbi Elizabeth Azar, you definitely not after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Kiva, maybe on B'Shas Al-Chak, under extreme circumstances, you can eat, let's say, your matzah or your carbon pesach after chitzos. All right, well, that we'll see in a moment. All right, continuing the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishlam, okay, which is five lines, fifth wide line. So Bishlam is good, whatever Lezim and Azari, the easily exer shava. I can understand Lezim and Azari's opinion. We saw he holds you have until midnight. Why does he, and what does he have? He has a gzer shava to support him, which, because of a gzer shava, itzrach l'michtav le hazeh. That's why it has to say b'layel hazeh, because they are exactly the same. This night, which means midnight. El Rabbi Akiva, when according to Rabbi Akiva, now Rabbi Akiva does learn out the drasha, something out from the word Laila,
that has
to be eaten sometime during the night, not during the day, but Hai Hazem Mayavidle. What does he do with this extra word, Hazem? That word seems to be not teaching us anything of any significance. What does it mean, this night? So he can answer like this, Lamute Laila Acher. Who does? It's coming to exclude any other night other than the 15th, right? Why would you think you can eat it on the 16th, the second day of Pesach? Because Salcha Daita Chamina, perhaps you would have had the Havamina to think, Hoel Pesach Kedoshim Kalim Ushlomim Kedoshim Kalim. We know that Karban Pesach is considered to be this category which we read about in Karbanos, it's called Kedoshim Kalim. Shlomim, the peace offering, is also the same thing. It's also Kedoshim Kalim. So perhaps, because they're both Kachim Kalim, they have the same sanctity, the same level of Kedusha, perhaps the same halachos apply to both. And Mashlam, just like we know by coming to a peace offering, a Shlamim, which, after you bring the carbon, the owner eats part of it. Necholim l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. The day, the amount of time that you have to eat a carbon Shlamim, is you have 2 days and 1 night. Which means if you bring it during the day, you have the day, that night, and then the next day to eat it. So, Ach Pesach, so there's like 3 times, day, night, day. So maybe you would think the other way around. Perhaps when it comes to the eating of the Karban Pesach, we should also have this leniency that you have 2 nights instead of
2 days,
because we know it can't be eaten during the day because the Pasuk says Laila. So because of that, it has, instead of the 2 nights, like the Shlomim, you have 2 days to eat it. And you can eat it for 2 nights. And also for 1 day, which is kind of interesting, because we just said Belila, right? You can only eat it during the night, yet the Gemara even has a Havamina to think that you can, maybe you could eat it the 15th night, and then that 15th day, and then the 16th night. That's what it says, Yom Echad. We're going to see the Machlokas and Rashi and the Bach in a second, whether that's true.
It's so different. Shlomim is day, night, day. Here it's going to be night, day, night. So it's not the same.
It's not the same, but they're both two times. The initial time that you begin eating, the first time you begin eating it, you have that time, and then 24 hours that same time also. If you look at it that way. Kamash Malon, that's why, according to him, says, no, B'layel Hazeh. Only this night you can eat B'layel Hazeh, who nachal v'eno nachal B'layel Ach. You can eat another night. All right, fine. Stopping at that point, let's look at this Rashi over here. Rashi, which is almost equivalent to it on the right side, the Dibur HaMadcha, which we're not going to see the entire Rashi, is the one about the Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Nechom L'Shnei Yomim V'layel Echad. We know that when it comes to the Shlomim offering, you have 2 days and the night in between. Day, then night, then the second day. So you we're in that Rashi? Okay, if you go down, let's say, 4 lines, it says, the first line, first words in the line is, V'yihei Nechol b'shnei leilos, right? You can eat it for two nights and for Yom Echad, and for one day. That's by the Karban Pesach. So let's see what Rashi says. Lo shiachlenu b'yom. Rashi says, don't even, it doesn't mean you can actually eat the Karban Pesach during the day. We would never even have thought, so we'd have never even had a havamina to think you could eat the Karban Pesach the next day, the 15th day.
So we had a havamina that you could eat the next night, though?
Yeah, because just like the Shlomim, right? Just like the Shlomim has 2 days, so the 2 nights.
But the Shlomim has 2 days and a night. Here you're saying only have 2 nights, not even a day.
That's what Rashi's saying. It can't, because there's no way you could have even had a thought process to believe that it means that you could eat the Karban Pesach during the day. Elishahei Shahosman, you have this amount of time, Shul Yisul Bachila, that it's not considered something you can't eat, Bishvil Hamatnas Hayom, because of the waiting of the day, the tearing in the day. Maybe you can eat it the second night, Rosh when you can't. You can only eat it on the first night and the second night. So Rashi says that in the Havamin of the Gemara, there was never a thought process to say that perhaps you can eat it during the day, right? Even though it's strange, because the Gemara actually says, you would think you can eat it 2 nights, v'yom echad. But Rashi says, no, we never thought it means you can eat it during that day. It just means, eat it that night, and then you have some leftovers, eat something else during the day, have some milchiks or whatever, and then the next night, eat the rest of your Karban Pesach. But to eat in the middle of that day, no one ever thought. Look at the Bach over here, which you have all the way to the left, flush to the left, Hagos HaBach, okay? Hagos HaBach usually has some little girsa changes, and it's usually like only one letter, or this word's added, this word's deleted. So it's by the Gimel, because we just saw, you can actually, when you're learning the Gemara, you see in the middle of the Gemara, which we were just doing, the Rashi, which we just saw, rather, there was a Gimel in parentheses, right, before the Kamash Shmolan. So that brings us to Hagos HaBach. The Bach disagrees with Rashi. If you would see the Bach, which really begins with the Gimel, but if you go down, let's say, 6 lines, where it says, V'li Nira. That's the first words. Oh, good. We're going to see the Bach disagrees with Rashi and says, V'li Nira, it appears to me, Sha'af B'yom, Shibinetayim, even the day between those 2 nights.
Well, that's the way the Gemara says it.
Right, that's what the Bach was saying.
Why does Rashi come to change what the Gemara says?
Because, I don't know, well, let's just finish the Bach, then we'll talk about it. It's a good question, because the Gemara sounds more like what the Bach.
Exactly.
That means you can, we thought, not only could you eat the Karban Pesach for 2 nights, but even the day in between. Why? What do you mean? Well, this is the reason perhaps Rashi would disagree. The Habalaila Hazeh, when it says that you're supposed to eat it at the night, maybe when it says Belayel Hazeh means Lo Belamayt El Yom Shchitato. Kind of what you were talking about before. Maybe it just means you can't
eat it.
Exactly. Shalifne Halayla Rishon shall pass off before the first night of Pesach. Avol Mikan V'Elech. But afterwards, Yochlena. Right.
Once you start eating, you can keep going.
Exactly. Ad Omer Shachar Shalayla Sheni Kamash V'Lon. Ad Kamash V'Lon. The Bach says that perhaps
You kept going.
Just keep on eating.
That's right. So, of course, either way, it doesn't matter. In Maskana, the Gemara says, of course, Belayel Hazeh means you can't eat it except for the night, the first night.
Well, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva.
That's
right. How Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi might say it's okay.
Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you have a shorter window.
Right,
you
only have the first night.
Right, exactly. But at least according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, what we just saw, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, you have the entire
night.
That was in the Havamin. That's what we thought. That's why the Pasuk says, Belayel Hazeh, only this night, not a second night. And according to Rashi, the Gemara never thought the day in between. According to the Bach, the question was even the day in between. But either way, of course, at the end of the day, neither Rashi or the Bach feels that a person can eat the Karban Pesach during the day. But the question was the Gemara even asking that? So it's just an interesting thought process between the two. All right. Going back to the Gemara, we're up to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now that we're back to the question. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the third, starting from the third word on the line, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Question is, according to him, how does he know that you cannot eat the Karban Pesach
the next day also, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, okay, you only have until chatzos, but maybe after midnight you go to sleep and you wake up the next morning for breakfast, you have some sausage in your head, right?
Well, he's also saying the same. He's learning how Laila's, he's learning the Hekesh of...
Laila's that teaches you that not during the nighttime you have to eat the carbon Pesach.
No, you say the Hekesh of Laila's that only that first night when they killed the Bukharim, and Laila's is only that first night, so they didn't kill the Bukharim on the second night, so the Hekesh only goes for the one night,
The question, maybe he can eat it the next morning.
But he's learning the thing of Hazet Hazet, when the firstborn were killed, and he says you can all eat up until that time also.
Right.
So if it was good for the goose, it's good for the gander, you can't have it both ways. If you're saying that that's the miut of the chatzos,
right.
But it's only with chatzos for one night, so then the korban pesach should be the same miut of chatzos if you're going to this gezeirah shava.
Right. I hear that. We're going to see that the Gemara, for some reason, has to come onto a different pasuk to support it, but I hear what you're saying. Let's see what the Gemara says. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, "Meh, you can learn it out from the following pasuk, lo sosiru ad boker nafka. Nafka, he learns it out from the pasuk, lo sosiru memenu ad boker. Now we'll have to leave it over until the morning. So therefore, obviously, it says ad boker, you only have until that night, you have some time in the night, up until chatzos, and then the next day has to be destroyed.
But according to that pasuk, you wouldn't know. If he's learning that pasuk, you wouldn't know that you can't eat only chatzos. It says, Losa Shirim Menor Boker.
Right.
So then that slugs up what he says about chatzos.
Well, we already know he says you have until
chatzos.
That we already know.
Right.
The question is, how about the next? Okay, fine. So you can't eat it from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.
Right.
Well, maybe it's 6 a.m., it's a new day, it's a brand new day, so start eating it. He says, no, I wouldn't think that, because the pasuk says you can't leave it over until the morning, which means after the morning, it's gone, you don't have a chance. And we also, last week, of course, we talked that pasuk,
right.
And Tosfos discussed that pasuk sounds difficult, from Rabbi Nazariah. This pasuk sounds like you have the entire night
to eat it. This goes against Rabbi Elazar.
Right. So we saw this last Tosfos last week, that the way Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have to read the pasuk of Lo Sosiru Memenu Ad Boker means that don't do anything which potentially will cause you the next day to have to burn it. And how will you have to burn it the next day if you didn't eat it by
Tosfos?
Exactly. That's how Tosfos learns. It's just not the clearest reading of the pasuk, but that's what he would obviously be forced to have to read.
It would be easier for them not to bring the second pasuk. He didn't need it. He just said it's chatzos and it's
no. Right, well, I hear what you're saying, but the Gemara, for some reason, comes on.
It complicates this down. That pasuk really kind of complicates it because it goes against the Xerah Shav of chatzos and chatzos.
I'm not sure if it contradicts it, but it's certainly saying.
Yeah, of course it's coming because you're going past chatzos already. This pasuk is the Losa Zimra Ad Boker. Boker is way after chatzos. You already finished the chatzos with the Xerah Shav of Hazeh. Why do you want to bring in? Why would the Gemara?
The concept of this pasuk is we don't burn karbanos until the day.
Right.
It has to be done during the day. So the fact that he left it over, that's what he has to do the next day. So obviously
yeah, but when I'm talking about eating, that's exactly. You're not talking about eating. You're talking about burning. Using the pasuk for burning, not for eating.
But if it's burned, you can't eat it. I don't think.
Some, well done.
There you go. That's right. Not that well done. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva learn out? He says, "I don't learn out from this pasuk because im hasam, if from here." Havamina, this pasuk could mean my boker, boker sheni. Maybe it means that you can...
Even the second night, you can't eat it to the next morning of the second.
The second night, exactly. The second morning, right. That's maybe what it means. Therefore, that's not enough of a pasuk to be able to really tell me how long. Rebbe Elazar says, No, anytime it says morning, presumably it's referring to the first morning. All right. So that's the end of that little piece. All right. And we're going to end up seeing. Now let's just see the next three lines, which we're going to see.
So obviously, we're passing like Rabbi Elazar ben
Azariah. Who do we pass like? All right. So it's a good question. It's brought down in the Mechaber. It says it's Hilchot Pesach.
makes sense, right? Carbon Pesach. Why is it obvious we hold like a Muslim Azariah? Because the Mishnah. Because, right? Because the Mishnah sounds to be like him, that is his book. So the Machaber tells us, Zahir l'ochlo kodem chatzos. When it comes to, what's this referring to? This is dini achilos afikoman. The eating of the afikoman, the Machaber tells us you have to be careful to eat it before midnight. In fact, in the parentheses, which is the Ramah, he says, "V'yachdim atzmo shigam halil yikur kodem chatzos." He says halil should be the same thing. You should also say it before midnight. So some people learn that that's the idea of why they don't ask the question, as we mentioned before, about halil, is because they really go hand in hand. That they, if you have,
and since the afikoma is the ending of the matzahs, and we say al matzah sumorum tohu, quoting the first from Pesach,
right.
If you can't eat matzah past it, then you can't eat the Korban Pesach past it.
That's right. We our afikoma is instead of the Korban Pesach, right. Exactly. All right. So in fact, the Mishnah Brura tells us. Now, most people know, like, when is Chatzos, because they want to know when's the last time to eat Safra, right, the Afikoman. But it's interesting, it's brought down in Halacha, that also Halil, right, look, it says, Ratzalomer, im birchaso, shimevarech achareha, that to say a bracha, yermel chadchil kodem Chatzos. Preferably, it should be done before.
We start Halil with the bracha in the beginning.
The bracha afterwards.
Yeah, so that's the very end
of the
bracha. The bracha on gula.
If we eat the afikoman, that's
so. What's the end bracha? What's the end bracha?
Why do you eat it on chasos? A little bit early.
I think it's melting a little bit tishbachos, which is in the very end of halal. In the Haggadah, it says melting a little bit tishbachos.
You see, he says, we don't.
Sure. The very end.
Yeah. No.
There's different gears.
Remember, you say Nishmas in the whole.
I know you say Nishmas.
We say that too. Yeah. We say that too. But it's interesting that it's brought down that some people are. He says L'chadchila. It doesn't mean if. Because most people don't get to, they're eating whatever, or they've just finished. Whatever, but it says that some people are meticulous to do so, to say halil before chatzos. So it's brought down the bir halacha like this. It's a few lines, but bear with me. What is the halacha over here? So the mechaber clearly, it sounds like he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because he says you're supposed to eat the afikoman before chatzos. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. But it's not that clear. Because again, according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Kiva say? You have the entire night. But perhaps... What does Rabbi Kiva hold? Exactly.
In the Evid, you could eat it.
Right, that's the question. The question is, do we? So who cares? Either way, you're supposed to wait till Chatzos. The question is, after Chatzos, if we hold like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah,
you can't do it.
I mean, you can eat the matzah. You're not mekayem a mitzvah. You can eat. It's no big deal. But you're not mekayem any mitzvah. But when according to the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, you can do it and you're mekayem the mitzvah of chilas matzah, because he really says you have the entire night. So I'll just read this very quick, and we'll see what he says at the end. That's where we'll have to stop for the evening. It says, Kiva Gemara East, it's brought down the Gemara de Ladas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, the Pesach min HaTorah, Eino Necha Ela Ad Chatzos. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you have only until midnight. That's by Karban Pesach. But hu adin matzah di itkash la Pesach. We connect the two. So the same laws apply. Rabbi Akiva polygalov. Rabbi Akiva argues. Exactly. The savor de Pesach is man achilas. So hu kol halayla. You have all night. But memela hu adin matzah zman min haTorah hu kol halayla. Right? So... people are going crazy. Chatzos, chatzos, chatzos. But the truth is, if we hold a Rabbi Akiva, you have all night. Exactly.
And halal also, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, if they're right. The question is exactly. V'yesh plukta ben harishonim. So if there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, you can imagine there's also a dispute among the rishonim. Im halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mishim diesh harbe stami mishnah kvase, because he's a stam mishnah. He is the author of the mishnah. That's why it's not mentioned this example, because this, okay. Oh, perhaps, Kribi Kiva.
Mishum the halacha Rabbi Kiva mechavero. Generally, the concept is Rabbi Kiva argues with a single person, a yachid. We usually hold like Rabbi Kiva. So, what do you hold like? Usually, stam mishnah, a mishnah with no names. Halacha is like the stam mishnah. On the other hand, you have Rabbi Kiva, who we generally hold like when he goes up against an individual. So, I'll just read a few of huge names. The Das Harambam, Barabba Magid, Ubal Iter, or Zerua. Let's just stick to one guy. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Kiva that you have the entire night to eat. Right. The Esh Omrim, some say the Rif also agrees to this opinion as well. So there are huge opinions, huge Rishonim like the Rambam, who says no, you have the entire night. Okay. And then he jumping a couple lines. Yesh Harbi Migdoli Harishonim. Other big guys. After midnight, forget it. Pack your bags. You lost your chance at all. The Haim, Rabbeinu Hananel holds like this. The Smag, the Baal HaTosfos, which means the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Just keeps mentioning all these
like
dudes.
It looks like there's a dispute between the Ashkenazim and Sfardim.
Well, let me mention a few more. It says the Lo Yatsim in the Torah. It says the Rokeach, the Rosh, the Rashba, the Ran. That's them. Now, according to other people, such as the Ran, Mistapkin Bazeh, they don't know. We're supposed to pick this guy, that guy, you know, pick like the Rambam, you know, right? But who are you supposed to agree with? So let's see what he says. This is the key words. Yes. Because, what does he write? The Alkane Yesh Lizoher Shlol Acher Yoser Mechatzos. Better that you should be careful.
Our side of caution.
Right. The Yesh Merishonim, there's those who wrote that, listen to this. The Afilu Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says you have the entire night, Hurak L'Inyan Deraisa. Of a Mishum Harchaka, when it comes to trying to distance yourself from making mistakes. Moda, even he will agree to us. Even according to him, better that you should wait. You should not wait. You should eat your matzah before midnight. And so too says the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, in his explanation. The Hine, two more lines. Mishumze, because of this, a lot of the Achronim agree to this idea. He says that even though Bivadei Chayvul Echol Matzah, certainly you have to eat matzah after Chatzos. Because after all, the halacha may be that you have the entire night. Al kolpanim lo yivarech al achilas matzah the suffik brachos l'hakel, which means in a situation you're really behind schedule, you're not even up to motzi matzah, right?
You better have motzi matzah before.
Yeah, right.
The only people are sitting until 3 o'clock in the morning and they're eating. They're doing
wrong. Well, the eating isn't a problem because you already finished motzi matzah because the al achilas matzah is before you had your nice meal. But make sure you at least get the motzi matzah before chatzos, because after chatzos, because there's this suffik in halacha, suffik brachas l'hakel, we're not going to want you to say that bracha. But once you've already ate the motzi matzah and you're having this 3-hour meal, shulchan aruch, and then you look at it's 2 o'clock now, so you can of course eat your matzah. The question of course is, have you in fact fulfilled your obligation? You don't make a bracha by suffering, so it's not an issue. Just buy motzi matzah. All right, stop here.
The best thing of it, people will put back on the